Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, it's Adam's News of the Night. We go beyond the headlines of what's going on in the rest of the world. All right, I know yesterday was more of a what? Was that an animals attack one, or was that was the other night?
That was the other night.
Okay.
That was the first night.
Yesterday was the morbid parent story that left their kid in the Japanese forest.
Correct.
That was very sad. All right, what is story number one tonight?
Story number one, something that you like. I have no idea anything about it. Disney and Lucasfilms are selling impeccable replicas of the stuff from the newest movie.
Ah, yes. They're going to people eat this up. The Star Wars memorabilia?
Yes. It's being manufactured by Prop Shop in the UK, which is responsible for making all the props for the actual movies.
Yes. We got to get you one. Just here. Like, here is a Darth Vader crumpled up burnt mask.
Yeah,
like, I don't even know what this is.
Prices they're going for?
Yeah, how much is that thing going for? Do you know?
That the burnt one, crumpled up, is $3,500.
Oh God, really? Make these affordable so we can all have one.
A stormtrooper helmet is $1,750.
$1,750 for a stormtrooper helmet?
Yes.
God, these people—they'll buy it, man. It's good stuff.
Chewbacca's bowcaster is $2,500.
Oh, that's worth it. Chewbacca's bow. It's like a Chewbacca lady. Remember the girl on Facebook that bought a Chewbacca and she would give me
the mask?
What kind of world do we live in where seriously one day you could just be at a store, buy something, make a video of it, and next thing you know you're on Jimmy Kimmel or an Ellen and or whatever
everywhere.
The hell she went.
She was everywhere.
She went everywhere. She became a star instantly. You know what's funny, though, and this is coming down the pike. It's like, you know, in a world where everybody's famous, no one will be.
Right.
Yeah, we're heading in that
direction. What did she really get out of that?
Right?
She got her 15 minutes of fame, but as far as I know, and I doubt, she's not making any money from any of this.
No, she got a couple of gifts. She got a Kohl's gift card. And, you know, she's not getting a sitcom out of the deal or a book deal or anything crazy like that. At least she better not. I mean, it's like,
right.
I'm in the wrong business if that goes down. Maybe we should get a daytime talk show. You know, Chewbacca lady.
So if you had some extra money, would you buy any of this stuff?
You know, that Darth Vader mask is kind of cool. I did like that. Yeah, if I had a little extra goof off cash, I might get one or two. I wouldn't get I never found the fascination of stormtroopers. I never thought that was a cool thing. I never knew why people bought like the entire costume. So I never got that. Like, to me, they're just minor pawns in the bigger chess game of Star Wars. The burnt up Darth Vader mask sounds interesting to me. I'd buy that. If I had goof off cash, I would. Yeah, I think I would.
Right.
Chewbacca's thing interests me more.
Yeah, the bow cast.
Yeah,
just
that's pretty cool.
A bow.
Yeah, it's like a bow gun.
Yeah.
Han Solo liked it. I know it means nothing to you, but
no,
it's all right, what's story number two?
Story number two. We've talked about him multiple times. One of our favorites is just how he lives life. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Love him. Love Leonardo DiCaprio.
So when he was in Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival, he was hanging out with Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man. He bet Tobey Maguire, it doesn't say what they bet or how much they bet, but he bet that he could sleep with six Victoria's Secret models while they were there in Cannes.
Wow. All right. So,
so that's 1 week. That's a model a night.
Okay. That's a model a night.
He succeeded.
Oh, my God. Really? Of course he did. I've said this before. Leonardo DiCaprio is an amazing, amazing figure because, again, when we say Leonardo DiCaprio, we are not saying the 22-year-old kid from Titanic. He is an over 40 movie star. He is over 40 years old. He is almost twice these girls' age, and yet they find him as attractive as they did when he was a 22-year-old kid from Titanic.
Here's my favorite quote from this piece that I found. It's an insider told All the Buzz. He sleeps during the day, typically, and parties all night. He figures the girls from the bet will be up for either twosomes or threesomes to make his goal more practical.
Wow, this is crazy.
Everybody is talking about it at the film festival. So everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows there's a bet out there. And it's looked at as, like, we look at it like it's funny. It's awesome. It's him doing his thing.
It's him doing his thing.
42, I want to say.
Yeah, I think he's 40, 41.
Yeah, somewhere right in there. So yeah. Just the fact that you bet your good buddy, who's also a movie star, that you can sleep with 6 Victoria's Secret models in 1 week.
That's unbelievable. But you know what? Because of this story, I have now found out what I have in common with Leonardo DiCaprio is that we sleep during the day and we party all night. Except not that kind of party.
Right.
God,
yeah,
good job for Leo. And you know what's funny about this? Leo's been doing this for almost 20 years.
Right.
Almost 20 years he has lived this lifestyle. He is remarkable.
He always jumps in these little relationships. And yeah. He just got out of one with Kelly Rohrbach. And if you don't know who she is, I would
check that out.
Highly, highly recommend checking her out.
I know who she is, and I'm going to check her out anyway.
Yes. I mean, it's that.
You know?
She's 26. 26 years old.
Again, he's 14 years older than she is.
She's probably the oldest.
Yeah, she's an old man. She's like the madam of them.
Exactly.
Of all the girls. He's crazy, Leonardo.
This is over the last 5-6 years, probably. She's the oldest he's been with at 26.
Good job, DiCaprio. I love that Oscar.
It's really not fair.
And you know what? I still watch his movies. I think he's America's best actor.
The Wolf of Wall Street is one of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies. I like The Departed, even though I didn't like how it ended. I still love The Departed. Yep. I like The Aviator, for crying out loud. I thought he was good as Howard Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was like, "You are just a movie star." I love that. And he's yelling at Alan Alda from this. I mean, he's the best.
Even when I tend to come across Titanic, I just happen to stop and just watch it for a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't watch the whole thing because it's so long. But I always end up just stopping and watching it.
Yeah, and that stupid Rose could get off that floating thing for, like, maybe move over a little bit and let Jack get on the thing. Move over, and I don't know, instead of letting him sit in the water and dying, maybe you just give up a little bit of that real estate on that big floating piece of wood you're laying on.
And then she throws the diamond overboard.
And she throws the diamond overboard. That's great.
Crazy old lady.
How about DiCaprio playing Hugh Hefner in a movie? This is from Big Pound Music. Yes.
Boom.
Like, there's only one guy who can play Hugh Hefner in a movie, and that's Leonardo DiCaprio. Good job.
Because that's exactly what he does. He lives Hugh's life.
Hugh's life is totally. I thought Hugh Hefner lived that good life. DiCaprio is either right there or surpassed him.
Yeah.
He's great. That's great. All right. That's Adam's news of the night. Do you have a quick time for the next story? Or are we running out of time?
China is introducing female-only parking spots.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, here's the kicker to it.
They're in the back of the lot, maybe, and they're really tiny.
No. Because if you know the stereotype of Asian women aren't very good drivers, they've made the parking spots 50% bigger.
good for them. Good
so,
for them.
China is trying something out.
Yeah, that's that's the one thing my wife always parks crooked all the time. And every time we go out of the car, if she drives, I go, look at this. And then she's always like, yeah, all right. Then she gets mad and doesn't talk to me for a day.
Right. It always
happens. I learned to ease up on that. Our night in Major League Baseball. What happened? Streaks still alive. We'll talk about it next. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.